from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. This is ridiculous. That's Premier Doug Ford's reaction to reporters' questions about developers being invited to his daughter's stag and doe. Ford repeated several times that the integrity commissioner has cleared him of any wrongdoing. Critics say the $1,000 suggested entry fee to the pre-wedding party was pay for play. Ford says the issue is private and personal to his family. He and his housing minister have come under fire, being investigated for development of the Greenbelt and whether developers were tipped off to the plan before an official announcement. NDP leader Merritt Stiles says she doesn't think it's too much for Ontarians to ask who has access to the premier and what their influence is on government decisions. There is a way you, the city snowplow operator, and your garbage bins can live in harmony. The biggest problem is during overnight parking when you put the bins curbside the night before pickup. As the plow driver tries to make the street as wide as possible, he sometimes hits the bins. Pat Belanger is the city's waste management supervisor. He says if you can't put the bins out as close to 7:30 in the morning as possible, put them just inside your driveway.
Now, if you don't have room to back out your vehicle because your driveway is narrow, it ends up being the resident's responsibility to clean an area to have their bins curbside.
You can hear more from Pat Belanger on our website in an audio link to our interview. Online training in diversity and inclusion is being offered to the first 40 Timmins Chamber of Commerce members who sign up. It's from the Canadian Centre for Diversity and Inclusion and consists of 3 2-hour Zoom sessions. Chamber Senior Policy Analyst Cameron Grant says in these days of labor shortages and an influx of immigrants, it's important to be aware of your unintended biases.
So a way to be attractive and retain those employees is understanding these principles, because it's going to make for a great attraction and retention efforts within your workplace.
There is no charge to participate. It's supported by Newmont Porcupine Mines. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL action this weekend has the Timmins Rock visiting the Hearst Lumberjacks tonight at 7, the Rock in Cochrane to play the Crunch tomorrow night at 7, and the Crunch in Hearst for a game at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.